This is your last Volker Orr in Erevin, so...
Volker Orr!
Wow.
Actually, it says Volker Orr.
Why is the machine blinking and making all kinds of... Help!
Good morning.
We're holding today on Daf Kufei, our final day of Erevin.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, yesterday we learned, according to Rabbi Yochanan, an interesting basis for the machlokes that we have over here as to whether we should be machmir on things that became tamei through a sheretz, or actually, even according to Tosfos, even on the question of hachnosa sheretz, because remember. Remember that Rashi's pshat over here is that Rabbi Yochanan was coming to explain the machlokes, even though both shitas that we had yesterday, the question of Rabbi Shimon ben Amos and Rabbi Akiva, as to where you're allowed to move a sheretz on Shabbos that was found in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not marking on Muktzah. Rashi learned that the only issue over here is the question of removal, but everybody's agreed that the sheretz itself, bringing in a sheretz, would actually be a chiyuv d'oraisa. Tosfos learns, say, how exactly would there be a difference? And it's interesting, Rashi doesn't even attempt to explain the difference. How would there be a difference between the Azora and other places? I don't care if you find a place in the Torah where we saw in Divrei Hayomim, where they were cleaning out the Beit HaMikdash from Avodah Zorah. I mean, I don't care if you find this pasuk, it's got to have some meaning. I mean, what do you mean we won't be as machmer in the Azora? So that's got to be an indication of what it is that you hold the status of a sheretz as midiraisa. If the sheretz is lemaisa aser, so then what are we arguing about in terms of the pasuk? It's a bishlema if we're arguing in terms of shihia and hosaf astuma, if I understand what's better to do. But when it comes to the question of where we're going to be matir, you can't say they both hold it's the Arise, as Tosfos, and nonetheless, because we find this vague remez in a pasuk that there was, they treated the Azora differently, perhaps, because they handed over to the Levian, you can't use that without any logic to tell me that there's an afkamina only in the Hotza'ah. The Hotza'ah is intimately tied to the Achnasah. Wherever you're not allowed to bring in Tumah, you have to take out the Tumah. That's Shiluach Tumayim. Therefore, Tosfos learns that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is, in fact, machlokes about Hachnasat Sheretz as well, not about Hotza'at Sheretz. Okay. In any event, what we found yesterday was an interesting situation whereby, though what they were doing was clearing out Avodah Zorah from the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do in Tshuva, and the clearing out of Avodah Zorah, lichaora, is only a rabbanon, according to most, because the tomb of Avodah Zorah seems to be exer de rabbanon, and they were masmichet on the comparison to meit, and zivchei meitim, and so on. But nonetheless, we'll use that as a template, since they treated the Azorah differently, or perhaps, because that's good for the machlokas. Were they treating the Azora differently, or they were just treating Levim and Kohanim differently? And so the minute they got into a place where the Levim could take over, so they asked the Levim to take over, nothing to do with the Azora. That's the Machlokas. So if you hold they treated the Azora differently, so then it means that we will too will be maker when it comes to being matir, the tiltul of Muktzah on Shabbos in the Mikdash will also come to be matir. Now this leads the question of where it's possible to do something with Kohanim, and therefore, with Levim, therefore don't use Kohanim, whereas in the Mokum where you need to go in, even though it's only for a purpose that is not associated directly with the Avodah, I've tried to remove Tuma, over there we used Kohanim and not Levim, leads us to the question of the practical, logistical needs of the Beit HaMikdash and the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Is there, in fact, the same halachas about who's allowed to go in? Are you telling me that the only guy who can build the Beit HaMikdash is the Kohen Gadol because he's not allowed, nobody else is allowed to go in the Fire of the Fim? So he better be well experienced in wall building and repairing gold and so on. And we know that Lamaisa, this is horrible. We know that Lamaisa, what they did was, they made elevators that were, the workers were lowered in a separate rishus. That is, they created a separate rishus in the Heichal, and then, and all workers would only be in an elevator that was open against the wall, would walk, work against the wall as the elevator was lowered or raised as needed. But how about Lamaisa if you have to work on the floor in the middle of the room? There were no elevators in the middle of the room. I mean, what happens then? You have to work on the ceiling. Who does that kind of thing? And basically, I mean, that's one of the issues that we have over here. They weren't going in to do any avoda, and they weren't going in to do anything for themselves. They were acting as the mishamshim. Do the maintenance people need the same security clearance, so to speak, as the very top? Type of thing that comes up all the time in businesses. You know, got these crazy maintenance crews who supposedly don't know what's going on, but you never know. You know, and then who knows if they ain't for the other corporation. You know? So this leads us to the following Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Hakol nichnasim beheichal. Anybody, including the maintenance man, could go into the Kodesh Kodashim for that matter, despite the fact that the Kohen Gadol can't go in except on Yom Kippur, Bezot Yavala Aaron, and so on and so forth. Nonetheless, for purposes of, leave a note, Litakin, Lotziat HaTumah, and so on, those things are mutter for anybody to do. Nonetheless, mitzvah b'kohanim, we try, because Anish learns that this is a din that has nothing to do with Isser Knisa, it has to do with the din of the covet of the Mikdash. It's a separate thing. Yirim, to treat it with Yira, to treat it with covet. So one of the ways in which we treat it with covet is to see to it that we'll get the highest quality person that we can have, which is measured in terms of the people that normally have rights in the Beis HaMikdash. But it is not a din in Isser Knisa. The Torah unequivocally removes all of those Isserin, as we'll see in a moment, for cases where you're simply being mitapel in the Beit HaMikdash. Once we bring this brighter, then we need this, and we think to ourselves, so what was the whole issue yesterday that we brought from Divrei Hayamim, that the Kohanim went in, and then they handed over the Levim? Ah, that's because mitzvah b'kohanim. Again, as part of this din of covet, so the mitzvah l'chatchila is to have kohanim do what they can do. Im ein sham kohanim, nichlasim levim. Ein sham levim, nichlasim yisraelim. Under the best of circumstances, I mean, we always want to have a kohen who is tahar. What if we don't have that? I mean, what if we only have bali mumin? What if we only have tamim? All of these issues are dinim in Knisa. So, idivita tahari mean tamim lo. Amar Ravuna, but Rav Kahana, as we know, isn't called Rav Kahana for no reason. He was a kohen who always took the side of kohanim and made life easier for kohanim. So he's called Rav Kahana Misayeya Kohanim. He's always on the sides of the kohanim. And he does the same thing over here. Because he is the source of the halacha that Lamaisa takes off Isure Knisa for purposes of logistics. Tani Rav Kahana, mitoch she'ne'emar, achala parochet lo yavo. So you might think that that means that yachol lo yuhu kohanim ba'alei mumim nichnasim beinu olam v'lemizbeach. For instance, I mean, we know that kimum bo, the Torah says, reference to a bal mum, since the kohen has a mum, lo yachalel et mikdashai, so therefore, ala parochet lo yavo, and ala mizbeach lo yigash. By the way, there's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban here, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as to whether there is an iser of knisa for a balmum, or only an iser of an avoda for a balmum. The Rambam learns there's an iser knisa on balmum, which is the pashtus of this sugya. So since it says over here that he's not allowed to come in, because otherwise it doesn't make sense, what are you saying? Therefore, you might think a kohen with a balmum can't be nichnas to make mikuei pachim. What does that mean? Make mikuei pachim is logistics. That's to take the gold plates and then apply them, either to the Mizbeach, which Rashi learns in the Heichal itself, because they had the whole thing covered with gold. I mean, if according to the Ramban, the Yisra anyway is only Aveda. The Ramban says, no, the Yisra indeed is an Isser Knisa once it's Bein Olam Vana Mizbeach. Which is why our Mishnah, even though the Pasuk in the Divrei HaYamim only talked about the Chotzer, but our Mishnah takes for granted that obviously wherever the Torah makes a distinction, the Chotzer must have meant that area. Maybe it only meant the place where Levium go up to. Maybe it means not even Ben Olam Levizbeah, maybe even before them. But it's wherever there were Levium, because otherwise we're saying Dafshe B'Levium. So Chotzer didn't mean anywhere in the Chotzer. As to Barnea's question yesterday, right? Contextually, this would make no sense. Comes on Reb Kahana and says, so therefore you might think that a Kohen is a Baal Mum can't even go into work on the walls or on the Mizbeach, meaning on the actual building of the Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah says specifically, Achela Mizbeach. In other words, the Achela Mizbeach Lotavo, Achela Parochet, the Ela Mizbeach. The Ach always means a meal, cholak. Rashi brings, by the way, that in some of the folded alphabets we discussed earlier, mm-hmm. where we folded the alphabet three ways to make the each third parallel to the other, Ach equals Chetz, which is Chalak. Ach
equals
Chetz. Chetz is to cut in half. So Chalak is the remes to Achalak. But the meaning of Ach, simply the word, called Achim or Miyut. The meaning of Ach means, but in terms of this, okay, but and not in terms of what? And not in terms of logistics. So in other words, if you're coming into, that would be the meaning, the way the Rambam would understand the Pasuk, El HaMizbeach Lo Yigash, that the Ach comes to tell me that don't take the Gisha in the sense of doing Aveda, which is normally the meaning. Okay. So anyway, Achavak. Now, nonetheless, Mitzvah B'Tmimim. Obviously, in terms of the Kovet HaMikdash, if you have a Baal Mum and you have a Tomim, it's better to use a Tomim. It's a higher degree of suitability and appropriateness for working in the Mikdash. Ein Sham Tmimim, Yetasim Baalei Mumim. The mitzvah, of course, is B'Tahorim. Suppose the only expert that you have that can fix the Rikuei Pachim is Tamei. In other words, the Ach is an overall understanding that the nature of Isurei Knisa is only in terms of Knisa that's non-logistical. For something that is associated on some level with Aveda or just Parit. If you don't have Tmeim, you don't have Torim to go give Tmeim. Now, L'chatchila, you'd like to have Kohanim there, but listen... It's Kohanim meaning Yisraelim lo. So even if you have a choice, we'd rather have a Kohen. Tomei u'balmum, Iboil. Tomei u'balmum, Ezu min nichnas. Which one would we prefer? A Kohen Tomei or a Kohen Balmum? Rebchia Barashi Amarav, Tomei nichnas. Because at least a Tomei has a suitable place in the Beit HaMikdash at all times in case the Tzibur is Tomei. So then he would even be doing the Avodah. So since the Torah was matter ishtari be'avodat tzibur, the Torah was matter for avodat tzibur, even a tamei, so he is more within the set of ovdim than a baal mum is. Whereas Rabbi Elazar omer, baal mum nichnas ishtari ba'achilat kodashim. You don't need any particular circumstances to have a baal mum associated with the avodat beit hamikdash, because despite the fact that perhaps he cannot perform the avodah, the eating of the food in the Beit HaMikdash, we know, is part of the concept of the Avodah, Kohanim Ochlim, Baalim Mitchaprim, that type of idea. So since he is b'chalekim, parts of the Korbanas, it's clear that he still retains his kun under any circumstances vis-a-vis the Mikdash. Then Rabbi Shimon comes up with this cryptic statement that doesn't seem to relate back to anything in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon says, well, Mokom shitir lecha chachamim mishalcha natnu lecha. Shalom natlo hitir lecha la mishum shvut. Referring to what? Rabbi Shimon Hechekoi. Which part was Rabbi Shimon referring to? Well, Rabbi Shimon was referring to anything recent. We just put it off over here because we're closing the Masechta, we're defining how to understand the central elements in Eruvin. So he was going back on the Mishnah long ago. It's not Mi sheikshir chutz l'tchum, somebody who gets caught chutz l'tchum, I don't care, says the Mishnah, even if it's one amah, he can't go any further. Lo yikaneitz, can't come into the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, he has actually leeway. His leeway is Chamesh Esrei Amah, is within 15 Amot, he could still come in. Lefi she'ena mishulchot mimatzaim et hamidot mipnei hato'im. Since they, when they pull the ropes, there were two pshatim, you recall, before, that they bedafka, didn't measure accurately to allow a little bit of leeway for somebody who might have missed the sign of Tum Lefanecha and so on. And where, according to Rashi, they make the mistake of thinking that the area that they hold the rope is not included in the 50 amas, and it is. If you take the tefach on either side of the rope of Chamishim Amah that measures the 50, then you'll see they put it all together and it adds up 15 amot at the end of measuring the Altanim Amah. Which is very cute, so that's one possibility. But in any event, it means that there's always a little bit of extra room. So when he's coming over here, the Kama Tanakama, lo yikanes, says Rabbi Shimon, listen, man, yikanes, because anyway, nobody's doing you any favors. They took off those 15 amot in the first place in order to allow a little bit of leeway. So there's always leeway here. We're not being matir or anything. And that, so that, what do you mean, if you're not being matir, so why are you saying, shelo hitiru l'chayla mishum shvut? That's irrelevant. Are you still there? Seems to still be there. Still signs of noise. Is it here? Is it? Oh, really? So here we have the question of relating the first part of Rabbi Shimon's statement of Lo Nat Bishachana Dulacha, the second Lo Itir L'Chala Mishum Shvut. What would that mean? What is that referring to? Hechikoi? Oh no, that's something else. That's entirely different. Maybe the shin over here, some explain, should not be understood as the shin with the giving the explanation, but rather shin in the sense of above. And Lo Nat Dulacha. There are other examples of that type of shin. So what was he referring to? The Kama Tanakama Koshra. Well, that was the previous suit. We were talking about, throughout this parak, the last part of this parak anyway, the difference between the Mikdash and the Medina. And over there, Rabbi Shimon was saying that, look, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm the guy who's Mekel when it comes to Tchum, and I'm being machmir about not making a knot in your musical instrument, in your string. And I'm telling you to do an aniva. But I'm the one who always takes the kula side. Now let me explain to you. Because Amalei Rabbi Shimon, there is a big difference between shvus and between a gezera. A shvus is something where the chachomim were not concerned that in this particular circumstance you could possibly be ozo nisadiraisa. So the concept of Erevin is a shvus. But where they're telling you not to do something because you may end up doing it issa d'oraisa in this pula, we were never matir shvus b'migdash. So if I'm telling you that you could come to an issa d'oraisa because of kshira in the wrong place or in the wrong way, therefore you got to be careful in order to dolo ati ledech yuf chatat. So an aniva dolo ati ledech yuf chatat l'shitatchem. Okay, shorele rabbanan, that and only that would they be matir. But kshira, the atile dechi yuf chatat, since if you would apply the same heter, it's in the Beit HaMikdash, you say, well, you know, I mean, it was okay for me to tie a knot in the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, I guess, oh, it's really not that odd, so I could do it here too in the shul. You know, where they used to have orchestras playing in the shul, you know, based on the Beit HaMikdash. Remember, there's all shilas from the time of Ramban about whether they were matir tikkun of the by goyim. If a string slipped on Shabbos, were you allowed to, you know, today, boy, oh boy, you know, only the reform. But this is one of the issues about the but the lamaisa, the shul was meant to be a replacement. I mean, it was a mikdash ma'at, so they But so you would come to do kshira even in the Medina. Therefore, they were never makel by a real gezeira. They were only makel by a shvus. And so kshira, the ati lidei chiyuv chatat, no, sorry, lo sharei l'rabbon, the rabbonan in that case would never have been matir. Shvus is creation of new elements that are shvot oriented. Shvisa of Shabbos. Rest. Do a better rest. Rest better. In other words, we'll expand the elements of Shabbos to include broader shvita. Shvita in the sense of not doing things. But so if transferring from one rishus to another, we'll broaden the concept of transferring. It's not that we're concerned that you'll end up directly from this maisa coming to be over on the this of your eyes. We just expand the concepts.
Difference, yeah.
We don't pass him like him and the Aniva and the Kiyot. Hadron alach hamotzei tefillin usmikala mesechet erudim.
There's Rat Hashem is brought up.
Very good. Hadron alach mesechet erudim v'hadron chalon da'atan alach mesechet erudim v'da'ata chalonot nat sheminach mesechet erudim v'lo titna sheminan lo ba'alma hadein v'lo ba'alma de'ate. Hadron alach mesechet erudim v'hadron chalon da'atan alach mesechet erudim v'da'ata chalon lo titna sheminach mesechet erudim v'lo titna sheminan lo ba'alma hadein v'lo ba'alma de'ate. Hadron alach mesechet erudim v'hadron chalon da'atan alach mesechet erudim v'da'ata chalon lo titna sheminach mesechet erudim v'lo titna sheminan lo be'alma hadein ve'lo be'alma de'ate. Yiratzon lefanecha. Adonai Eloheinu ve'lo yavoteinu. Shetei Torateha u'manoteinu ba'olam hazeh u'te'imanu la'olam haba. Chanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achoy bar papa, Abba Mori bar papa, Rafshan bar papa, Rochish bar papa, Surcha bar papa, Ada bar papa, Daru bar papa. Harevnu Adonai Eloheinu tivrei Torateha befinu ve'viot amecha beit Yisrael. Uniya kulono anachnu metzatzeinu ve'tzatzei amecha beit Yisrael kulono yode'ei shemecha. ולומדי תורתך, מאויביתך, כמני מצוותך, כדי עולם מילי, יהי ליבי תמים בחוקך, למען לא אבוש, לעולם לא אשכח פיקודך, כי בם חייתני, ברוך אתה, אדוני, לומדני חוקך. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, ולא יבצינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בתהילים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים, הם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידנו לבאר שחת, עד שדנים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אפתח בך. ירצו מפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת עירובים, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים האחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד ולעמיד, לשמוע ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרינו שלא תימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרינו וזרע זרינו עד עולם. תתקיים בנו בהתעלך, תנחה אותך, בשוך בך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך. תביא יבוא ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה, עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך, אדוני לשמוע.
That's right.